88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. And every Wednesday, we check in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We're heading into April. We got a new topic.
We do. So about a year ago, I was introduced to a personality typing system called the Enneagram. It has provided a really unique window for self-understanding and growth for me, our clients, and also my team here at Eckert Center. So for the next 2 months, April and May, I'm going to share the stories of each type adopted in childhood to survive the circumstances that unfolded around us, followed by the new story we can begin to rewrite and live into now.
Okay.
So I first just want to give a shout out to Ian Morgan Cron. So this is how I got to know about the Enneagram. He's written a beautiful book called The Story of You. And there are some fantastic websites out there that people can have a look. Truity.com is another resource that I often use, and the Enneagram Institute. But let me start by just telling you how Truity defines the Enneagram. It is a system of personality which describes people in terms of 9 types. So off air, you and I were talking just briefly that you think maybe you have done this at some point. And so I'm excited to see if over the course of the time you can figure out what your type is.
Indeed.
Yes, but each type has their own motivations, their own fears, and internal dynamics. The Enneagram is an emotionally focused system of understanding people, honing in on one's core emotional motivation and fears. Each of the 9 personality types has its own driving force, which is centered around a particular emotion. Some Enneagram types experience strong emotions, while other types aim to avoid emotions in one form or another. However, whether running for emotions or diving into them, each type describes some aspect of an emotional experience. The 9 types of the Enneagram, Mike, are divided into 3 categories: the heart types, the head types, and the body types. So the heart types depend on their emotional intelligence to understand their own reactions and to connect with other people. The head types depend on their intellect to make sense of things and navigate the world around them. And finally, body types depend on their instinctual intelligence to follow their gut and respond to threats and opportunities in this way. Finally, the Enneagram is set up around passions and virtues. So not passions as I'm passionate about pickleball, but passionate as in this is a real struggle for me. Ian Morgan Cron, the author of several books on the Enneagram, reminds us that each of us are living out an old story adopted in childhood. To find freedom, using the wisdom of the Enneagram starts by recognizing the way your life has been limited by your specific type's passion or struggle, and through your type's virtue or strength, you can begin to recognize who you truly are when your passion is no longer unconsciously running the show.
Hey, I look forward to reminding myself what number I am. I'm going to have to do the test again.
Yes, and there are lots of online tests. Ian Cron has his own test that is quite detailed, but that one's paid, but you can also find free ones on the internet. But it is really fascinating to really explore and understand how there are these 9 types that many of us can really see ourselves in and, again, can begin to understand who God made us and how he is there to help us really live into his grace-filled story for each of us.
Awesome. Well, this will be a great couple of months as we dive into the Enneagram and continue that next week. Right now, Kimberly, a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, I'm so excited to let Shine listeners know that one of the psychologists who worked with me way back in the early 2000s is back. Jason Bosch is a registered psychologist with over 17 years in his career, and he specializes in career assessments and counseling services with a particular passion for young adults trying to launch into the adult world. And he also does relationship or couples counseling.
Okay, well, and that's great to have him back.
Yes, it is. And then the second person we're welcoming to our team is Madison Stevenson. She is a psychology student in university, and she is now our resident blogger. She is going to continue the dialogue on the Rosenberg Reset that we discussed in March. And I got a lot of feedback from Shine listeners on our April talk. It was definitely something that really landed with people. So Madison is going to continue that dialogue through our blog. So go to our website, eckertcenter.com, click our resource button, go to blog, and then Designing Your Life. And you can check out Madison's journey as she reads through the book and shares insights for all of us.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. EckertCenter.com for all the details on how you can book an appointment and find out more about Kimberly and her team. And of course, every week we bless somebody in the Shine family with a free initial visit. Who's that going to?
Let's do caller number 3 today.
Caller 3. Thanks, Kimberly. 403-276-8888. You can call right now. And Kimberly, we'll talk again next week.
Sounds great, Mike. Have a good day.